Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Speaking of the G-Men, start spreading the news. Pete, I know you're a New York guy. You had to be happy. The Giants went all the way across the country. No Daniel Jones. Colt McCoy went to the worst school in the state of Texas. As I say, as a fighting Texas Aggie myself, please put us in the playoff committee. Anyway, 17-12, the final score for the Giants as they got the win that nobody saw coming. It was Colt McCoy's first win as a starter since 2014 when he ironically beat the Dallas Cowboys as a member of the Washington football team. Pete, the Giants, 5-7, first place in the NFC East, baby. Let's go.
I got a lot of takes on this game. So first of all, this game to me had a very specific play that I think portrayed exactly where the Seahawks are in this season. The Giants were up 8-5. I know that's a baseball score, but I'm talking about the New York Giants in the third quarter. Pete Carroll and the Seahawks go for it on 4th-and-1 at midfield. It's play action, and Russ, he tries to cook. The only problem is he has an unwanted sous chef in the kitchen in Carter Coughlin. Russ did the thing where he runs back and around and tries to extend the play that we've seen so many times, but Coughlin bothered him so much, incomplete on the attempt to Chris Carson. The Giants go up 14-5, five plays later, and that was pretty much ball game. Alfred Morris had that touchdown too, if you remember him. He is still in the league, believe it or not. Obvious elephant in the room. Russ Wilson looks different than he did at the beginning of this year. Just doesn't look like the same quarterback. He's taking unnecessary sacks, 5 against the Giants. He's indecisive. The whole offense looks bad because of it. He literally worked his way from running away with the MVP over Patrick Mahomes to not even in consideration. Leonard Williams had a great impact on this game. 2.5 sacks, including a key sack on the final possession on third down. He also totaled 5 quarterback hits. Williams has a great little story. After 4 seasons with the Jets, he was a first-round pick, a 6th overall pick. He was traded to the Giants in 19 and has now quietly put together the best year of his career with 8.5 sacks. As the Jets are winless, and you might have guessed this, but he is an unrestricted free agent in 2021. And now, final thing on this game. This should be completely about the Seahawks, but the Giants have a storyline here too, as at 5-7, they're first in the East. For any other franchise, you'd be like, oh, you know, whatever. But this is the Miami Marlins of the NFL. Their last two records when they won the Super Bowl are 9-7 and 10-6. And it's hard to ignore that with these Giants. You never know. They get in the playoffs. It's not a team that you want to see, especially when they're rolling at the end of the season. So see what happens here. I am worried about the Seattle Seahawks.
You know, I kind of mocked the Giants for throwing a parade after beating the Brandon Allen-led Bengals, but, like, I got to admit, this was impressive. This is more of what you want to see if you're anti-tank, because while the Seahawks certainly are slipping a bit, they're still a quality team with a talented quarterback and an offense that you have to stop with some serious weapons. So, I personally, for my own, you know, greed, I want Dave Gettleman to get extended off of this. I think that would ultimately be a net negative for the Giants. But look, it's good for their head coach, Joe Judge, to show this kind of fight. So that's a positive for them. And to do it when you have Colt McCoy only throwing for 105 yards, it's even more impressive. Running game was great for the Giants. Do running backs matter? Probably less than most people think. Wayne Gallman snapped for 135 yards. Pete mentioned it. Alfred Morris was productive. But the defense, grabbing 2 turnovers, sacking Russell Wilson 5 times, holding the Seahawks to 30% on third down. Giants defensive coordinator Patrick Graham had this unit really well coached up for this one. They had some fun looks with guys standing up around the line, simulating pressure, dropping certain guys, rushing others, playing more split field coverage, which Russ tends to struggle against. And then their discipline at the second level with their linebackers. Go back and watch them on these play actions. They are getting deep. They're sinking into passing lanes. They're not taking the cheese, and they're getting connected with guys, which really flustered Wilson dropping into those windows. They got a key interception laid off of Chris Carson drop. Shout out to Senior Bowl guy Darnay Holmes on his first career interception. I'll tell you what though, the once Julian Love dropped a sure interception with a minute left, I thought Seattle was winning this thing because that's how these things go. But Leonard Williams, Pete mentioned, balled out, had a key sack there. The tables turn once again with the Seahawks and the Rams in the NFC West. They likely play for the division in Week 16. The Rams, by the way, have won 5 of their last 6 encounters with the Seahawks. So the Seahawks have serious issues and are in serious trouble here.
I think a lot of what you said is interesting, Kist. I think, namely, you mentioned that the NFC West is coming down to the Seahawks and the Rams. I don't think either Peter or I disagree with that assertion. Obviously, the Arizona Cardinals, after that big Sunday night win over Seattle, I think a lot of people put them in the driver's seat. Arizona losing on Sunday to Los Angeles. Arizona is who the Giants have next. Now, I said in a number of places that I thought the only win that the NFC East would get from weeks 13 through 15, that's 12 total games, would be the Cowboys at the Bengals next Sunday, which is this coming Sunday. And who knows if Brandon Allen's going to play in that game. He was knocked out of the loss against Miami yesterday. But I don't know that I count the Giants out of this Cardinals game, and I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment. I agree with you. They are this rough and tough Joe Judge, you know, blah, 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 want to win, do it our way type of squad. This was really impressive.
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.